This is Health First with Dave Fuller, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Johnny Bowden, and we're talking about chronic inflammation. Johnny, what are some of the natural methods to reduce inflammation in our bodies?
Well, and there's so many, and I'm so glad that you asked that. I mean, look, the first thing to do is to, you know, they always say when you're in a hole, the very first thing to do is stop digging. So when you've got issues of blood sugar and inflammation, which, by the way, everybody has inflammation. The question is how to do damage control on it. If you're exposed to the air and the food and the environment that we're all exposed to, there's always some inflammation going on. And actually, the truth be told, you want the ability to have inflammation because it's part of the healing response. You know, when it's just like temperature is. So you want some of that. What you don't want is inflammation gone out of control. Same thing with blood sugar. You want your blood sugar to go up when you eat. You don't want it to stay up there. You want it to be able to be disposed of in a normal way through insulin. So these dual questions of inflammation and blood sugar, there's so many things we can do. And like I said, the first thing is to stop digging. So stop eating sugar because it's the most inflammatory food on the planet. So you want to go to a more anti-inflammatory diet. That's the first step. You want to stop eating foods that convert to sugar really quickly, like processed cereal, just about every cereal, white rice, bread, pasta, cakes, cookies, even the so-called whole grain ones. They all raise blood sugar a lot, and if you're one of those people who doesn't dispose of sugar very well, if your carbohydrate metabolism is damaged, which is very, very often the case with many, 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 many people, you want to go to a lower-carb diet. Now, there are also wonderful supplements that you can take that can help with inflammation and can help with blood sugar. My go-to, my very first one for everybody, and I believe that everyone benefits from this regardless of whether you have diabetes or pre-diabetes or metabolic syndrome or any of these things, is omega-3s, preferably from fish oil. Fish oil is just the most anti-inflammatory substance I can think of, and it's really, really important for just about everybody. Nobody gets enough of it.
What about the vegans?
Inflammatory army, the compounds that your body makes that are anti-inflammatory, they're called eicosanoids. They are made from omega-3s. You need to have more omega-3s in your diet and less vegetable oil, which is pro-inflammatory. So all this corn oil and canola oil and soybean oil and safflower and all these things that the diet dictocrats have told us to, they are very inflammatory. We need to have much less of those and much more omega-3s.
Olive oil? Is it in with all the other vegetarian oils you just described?
And a wonderful oil. What we're talking about here are the vegetable oils, like the high omega-6, mm-hmm, vegetable oils. Olive oil is an omega-9, and it's a different class of oil altogether, and it's very wonderful.
So if we have vegetarians that are looking for omega-3, what would be their choice?
Flaxseed oil, Barlean's flaxseed oil, my absolute favorite, without a doubt, the best flaxseed oil in the world. You just need to take a little bit more of it than you would take a fish oil because you want it to convert to the omega-3s that are found in fish, and the conversion is inefficient, so you want to make sure you double up on and take a couple tablespoons of flaxseed a day. I like to recommend one tablespoon for every 100 pounds of body weight. All right, so these are omega-3s. One of the next supplements that I just think is superb for everybody, but particularly for inflammation, is curcumin. Now, this is the active ingredient found in the spice turmeric, which is what makes Indian food yellow. And curcumin is such a important supplement. It's being researched for cancer. It's being researched it's great for the liver. It affects so many different metabolic pathways in a positive way. I think it should be, it's on my list of top 10 supplements. Now, the thing about curcumin, very badly absorbed, hard to get. I think there's a couple of companies that use a particularly absorbable kind of curcumin, and Terry Naturally, in my opinion, that's the best curcumin on the market. There's a number of products that they make, Curamin, Curamed, they're all great. So I would definitely add Terry Naturally curcumin to my regimen. Quercetin is an anti-inflammatory that's found in apples and oranges, and apples and onions. It's a natural flavonoid. That's also available as a supplement. Very big fan of that. And then there are things that can help manage blood sugar. One of the most famous is chromium, which is what we call insulin's little helper, and it does a great job of that. And then there's a product called Sucontrol, S-U-C-O-N-T-R-O-L, and that comes from a really interesting herb called Hintonia latiflora, and it has anti-diabetic action, and it lowers blood sugar and helps keep sugar in a healthy, normal range. So I would definitely add Sucontrol D, which is also made by Terry Naturally and Europharma. I like omega-7s for their anti-inflammatory action. This is a relatively new supplement. It's been studied at the Cleveland Clinic. It was found 210 milligrams of omega-7 a day was found to lower C-reactive protein, which is the major inflammatory marker that doctors use to measure systemic inflammation. And omega-7 was found to lower it by 43%, which is pretty darn impressive. So, you know, that's a great supplement program between the Sucontrol D, the chromium, omega-3s, Curamed, omega-7s, and quercetin. I think that's a great program.
Let us know, Johnny, what we'd be looking for in a curcumin, not specifically brand name maybe, but how should a curcumin be made to be very available?
Well, there are different types. There's a BCM95 curcumin, which is a particular type of curcumin that's
been clinically studied
in a lot of different studies, and has been found to be more absorbable than the average run-of-the-mill curcumin. There's a couple of other kinds as well, but that's why I recommend Terry Naturally, because they use only the kinds that have been studied and shown to be more absorbable than the average curcumin, or from just the curcumin from using turmeric. Turmeric's a great spice. I recommend using it on everything. It's anti-inflammatory. It has all kinds of wonderful things in it. But again, you're not going to get enough curcumin from your turmeric by using it as a spice. You're not going to get enough to get a clinically meaningful dosage for that. You really have to go to something like Curamed.
Okay, good. What's the best diet to control blood sugar and inflammation aside from the supplements? What would a regular day look like of a healthy diet?
I mean, without question, if you want to lower blood sugar, if you want to lower triglycerides, which are a great measure, a great way to look at metabolic health, I think it's a very important risk factor, way more important than cholesterol, and triglycerides drop like a rock on a lower carbohydrate diet. Now, we hear a lot about the Mediterranean diet. The problem there is that, well, there's a couple problems. One is that nobody really has a definition of the Mediterranean diet. There's a lot of different ways to eat that fall under that pattern, so it's not well defined. But it's certainly a diet that's higher in fat, good fats, olive oil, the omega-3s that we're talking about, some of the great saturated fats that have been demonized wrongly for years and years that really belong in our diet and are perfectly healthy. It's got a lot of nuts in it, a lot of fish in it. Basically, that's an anti-inflammatory diet. I have found in 26 years of doing this that the most effective program, if you are on the cusp of any of these problems, like metabolic syndrome, or you have metabolic syndrome, or you have diabetes, in my opinion, the most effective diet without fail is a low-carbohydrate diet.
Okay, thank you. I just want to ask you one quick question. I know you wrote The Cholesterol Myth, and you wrote about statin drugs and inflammation in the arteries. Can you just speak to that for a moment while we've got you here?
Oh, my God, yes. But how much time do I have?
Three minutes. Can you wrap it up just in one quick main focus of that book?
Statin drugs have a lot of side effects. Statin drugs have a modest, let me repeat that word, let me underline that word, modest benefit in one population, middle-aged men with previous heart disease. So we, nobody's advocating taking statins off the market, but what we are very against is the overprescription of statins. Almost anyone who goes into a doctor today with one of their seven-minute HMO visits that they get is going to look at that number, look at the cholesterol number, and get, write you a script for a statin, even if you're in a group that is unlikely to benefit. So, for example, children, which should never be given statin drugs, in my opinion, women, older people, over 65 or 70 actually do better with high cholesterol. So my issue with statins is that it's a drug with a lot of serious side effects that is being given out like candy because it's a $31 billion a year industry, and all they're trying to do is extend the market for this drug, which really doesn't do that much to begin with, and it really only does it for one population, which is middle-aged men with previous heart disease.
Okay, thanks. You did that well. So just to wrap up everything we've been talking about today, I'm wondering if you could just sum up the inflammation, the diet, the supplements.
One more footnote on the statin drugs. Mm-hmm. I believe, and many of my colleagues believe, that the only good that statin drugs do is because they are mildly anti-inflammatory. It has nothing to do with cholesterol. We don't think cholesterol is a big player in heart disease, and I think the tides are shifting now, and we're beginning to see more acceptance of that point of view. But statin drugs are mildly anti-inflammatory, and that's probably why they do any good at all. And there are so much more powerful anti-inflammatories.
So the omega-3s, the curcumin, the quercetin, all these great things can bring down the inflammation.
No side effects, by the way.
No side effects.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, well, thank you so much, Johnny, for being on our show today. We were going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will be talking to Maggie Moon about the MIND diet.